sanctified penis and go use it for wickedness, well, that's that. Or the woman, you know, the covenant wasn't that on that wise, but it's like it's the same thing. They, you know, thing is primarily concerned with the wickedness that they do. And okay, but now let's see, how can we update this for today? Because I really see, as I started reading this, I really saw today screaming at me. Because circumcision, it says, circumcise the foreskin of your hearts. You know, the circumcision was like the beginning of the covenant. All your seed after you will have this. He said, you know, but this is the token of our covenant. I'm going to circumcise. And I think in Christianity, it's almost answers to the beginning of our walk with Christ. When we say, I believe in Jesus Christ. Because then that's where salvation begins, when you say, I believe. And it's continued when you don't stop believing. Because here's the thing, it's like, people say, all you have to do is believe. And I say, oh yes, all you have to do is believe. But like here, all you have to do is, you know, but it's like circumcision. You can be circumcised. And that never goes away. Let's say you never stop believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. But if you, after that, you continue to believe that, but then disobey every other command he gives you, your belief is made unbelief, just like the circumcision. Now, you can't uncircumcise someone who's been circumcised, right? But in the spirit, it's made so. Same thing when you believe on Jesus. You believe on Jesus, and you say, I believe in Jesus. I believe he died on the cross. Oh, great. And then it says, hey, the gospel, you start following his message. I mean, people hear the word in a gazillion different ways, but, you know, it says, repent and be baptized. And then you say, well, I should be baptized. But then some seducer comes along and says, oh, no, you don't need to be baptized. Because they aren't baptized, and they don't want you to be baptized because they want to make a disciple out of you. They don't want you to be Jesus' disciples, because all Jesus' disciples were baptized. Jesus was baptized. How can you be like Christ if you haven't been baptized? Okay. Now, these things done in ignorance. But God winks at ignorance for a time. But now that you've heard this, he's calling you to hear his word. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Okay, so you obey that. You believe. See, if I don't believe, I don't obey that. And numerous other things. I say, it goes on and says, wow. Says that I'm not supposed to be a fornicator. But I don't believe that. All I have to do is believe. Fornication isn't, I mean, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. And paid the price, substitutionary atonement. Yada, yada, yada. He built the bridge between God and man, the gap there, sin. He covered it, covered my sins. Fornication doesn't have nothing to do with that. If I fornicate 100 times before I die, I mean, what's that to Jesus? His blood covered it all anyways, and I believe in that. I mean, there are people out there, you know, say, well, no, no. Yes, yes, that is what they teach. And I use fornication because it's a nice, strong example, because people will say, well, I don't fornicate, but they let themselves off for little sins, you know. Envy, murder, well, envy, debate. You know, there's reasons to, Paul disputed daily in the synagogue, you know, there are reasons to debate. I think I went over that when I did chapter 1, that was a while ago, actually, for me. Anyways, they'll excuse themselves for the little things, but I like to use the big ones. It's all the same to God, you know, he doesn't really, you know, he doesn't need a big sin to decide that you're not worthy of immortality, eternal lives. Because you see, it's not about God saying, I'm going to burn you in hell. What it's saying is, are you worthy of eternal life? Does God want to spend eternity with you? And that's the real question. And God doesn't owe it to anybody. So those are the, you know, it's not just you know, a one-time shot. We go from faith to faith. In fact, that's about to come up somewhere here in Romans. You know, from faith to faith. We got to go on in faith. We can't just stop and get frozen up in one place. Shall not the uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, which by... I'll tell you what. People who have never heard the name of Jesus, but if they fulfill the law of Christ, if they fulfill his commandments, they will judge you who had believed it one time, but turned your back on it and transgressed the commandment of Christ. You'll be judged by those people. Just as the Jews and all this is, you know, Paul's talking about the Jews back in those times. But now let's progress on to the people who are Jews inwardly. Because it says, he is not a Jew which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart. You know, Paul always uses the word Jew to be of the people of God. And sometimes specifically those people who were the covenant people of God prior to Christ. But ultimately, the idea is that we are being brought in with them as it was from the beginning. And that's what Christianity, true Christianity has been. I'm not talking about Christendom and the Catholic Church and all that stuff, that nonsense. I can't even deal with that stuff, honestly, because that was a different time. All I can deal with is this world that I live in right now, because this is the time that God sent me to. He didn't send me to explain 2,000 years of totally screwed up history, and who even knows what gets written as history, and all that stuff. I mean, I've read things on it, and it's like, oh man, we could have a history class if we wanted, but that's not what this is about. This is about understanding the Word of God and what the Apostle Paul taught. In the spirit and not the letter. See, because you can look in the scriptures and go by the letter. And we may seem, oh, we're studying by the letter. But the letter and the spirit together give you the truth. But it's not just having an outward, you know, I accept the Lord as my Savior according to the letter, as it is written in Romans 10. Romans 10 says, this is how you go by the letter. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. I look at God has raised him from the dead. In fact, I'm not even a Christian, but I don't even try to be a Christian, but I look at that Shroud of Turin and I say, God raised him from the dead. I think that's absolutely true. And I'll confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. Well, thou shalt be saved. That's the letter. That's the letter of the law approach to the gospel. Because you can go letter of the law approach to the gospel and miss the spirit.